Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. A very special Thanksgiving Eve episode. And because we're not on the air tomorrow, Mike Mayock, who normally joins us on Thursday, is joining us today. You can hear him every week on the Believe in Eagles podcast with Lee Mayock. Mike, thanks for moving your schedule around to join us today.
I'm just thankful that you guys get tomorrow off.
We do. Now, Ike doesn't get Friday off, which he has reminded us because he does the pregame show, though I get Friday off, too. So it's not bad. It's not bad.
That's good. I got a game tomorrow night and got the Eagles Friday.
Well, you're harder working than I am, I have to tell you. So are you we've been talking about Thanksgiving food. There have been more people in recent years that have said Thanksgiving food is overrated. Are you pro-Thanksgiving food or anti-Thanksgiving food?
I love turkey with some gravy on it.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I figured you'd be a turkey.
It's probably partly because it's once a year.
Yes.
Yeah.
You look forward to it. I'm not sure I'd like it every week like I do my steak.
Right. Yep. So we've been talking about the offense, of course, a lot this week. But I wanted to start with you on the defense because we saw two straight weeks of the defensive line being really dominant. And then the day after the game on the Dallas game, I said to myself, I don't think I noticed Jalen Phillips. And they weren't able to get to the quarterback in the same way. When you look back on it, what did you see from the defensive line? Was that something Dallas was doing, or were we just not as good as we were in previous games?
Well, I think it's a fair point. And I think it starts with the fact that Dallas's offensive line is really good. I mean, they're loaded with first-round picks. They're long. They're powerful. I watched Jalen Phillips, especially in the second half. They chipped him a little bit. They did a nice job with that. I think they were very aware in their game plan of where he was. But at the end of the day, he had one or two pressures. But for the most part, I agree with you, you didn't see much of them. And I would attribute more of that to the quality of their offensive line and the fact they did pay some attention to him.
Well, and then we ended up, you know, Adoree Jackson was out of the game at some point. We had Reed Blankenship hurt. So the whatever coverage we had sort of suffered in the second half. What did you see? Cooper was pretty much the outside guy, which seems like Adoree Jackson is going to play on Sunday, or Friday rather. What did you think of Cooper DeJean on the outside?
You know, it's really fascinating because I spent a lot of time writing up a report on him when he came out of college. And basically my summary said, and he played outside corner in college. That's what he was. And my summary at the end of it was basically, I think this kid could start outside in the NFL, but I think his highest and best use is inside as a nickel or a free safety. And I think we saw a little bit of that this weekend. You know, they challenged him three times deep in the second half, completing two of them for 90 yards. He gave up some separation in both of them. The receivers made nice catches, but at the end of the day, I think you're looking at a top two or three worst case nickel in the NFL, whereas if he's forced to play outside, he'll be solid, but I don't think he's going to make the number of plays that he would when he's inside.
Yeah, that's my big thing with Cooper, and I love him as a player. I describe him, Mike, just as a football player. It's hard to put a position on him, but I do know he's more effective and more impactful if he's playing between those hashes and close to the line of scrimmage versus being outside the numbers.
Yeah, Pickens took him on a post corner.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're talking about two quality wideouts last week for sure.
Yep.
But Pickens stuck him inside and cut and went corner. And there was 2 to 3 yards of separation. He did a hell of a job getting back into the throw. But that was mostly because the quarterback was late getting the ball out there. So, yeah, I think his skill set is best suited inside, even though, like you, Ike, I think he's a football player and will compete on the outside.
Mm-hmm. It's such a quandary too, right? Because you know you have a problem on the outside, but then you say to yourself, am I weaker at two positions instead of one position if I move him out of where he's really, really good, even if they're suffering on the outside. They clearly don't want to play Ringo very much.
Yeah, clearly.
so the offense. I want to ask you about the running game, because I do think it is fair to say that a lot of the Eagles' issues on offense come from the fact that they have not been able to run the ball, something they've been able to do pretty consistently from 2021 since Nick Sirianni got here. When you're looking at their inability to run the ball, and we've had some conversations about Saquon and whether, you know, he's lost a bit after last year. Is how much of that is the offensive line when you're looking at the tape, and how much of it is Saquon?
It's the offensive line to me, all of it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
From my perspective, they were the number one unit in the league a year ago, hands down. And the difference, the biggest difference offensively last year to this year, is the inability to run the football, no matter what they do and how hard they try. And 6-0 linemen and running counters and both gap and zone schemes. So what I took away from this game, it's frustrating to watch the run game. I literally just sat down and watched the tape and then just pulled the run game out and watched it again. And basically, their inability to block Quinn and Williams, both in the run and pass game, it doesn't show up on the stat sheet. He didn't have a whole lot of numbers, but he was blowing up the inside of their line. Their interior offensive line could not block number 92. For a couple of games there, I thought, okay, they're getting closer. They're one block, two blocks away. They got to stay more connected at the second level, things like that. But I just felt like, and I hate to put it this way, I just felt like Dallas physically whipped them inside this past week. And I think what we're looking at is kind of what the Eagles are going to have to live with for the rest of the season, which is a really small, narrow margin to win football games. The run game, if it doesn't come back this week with Chicago, who's got one of the worst run defenses in the league, I mean, Chicago's given up 158 yards a game the last 3 weeks and 5.5 yards a carry. I mean, so they didn't have their first four linebackers last week. If they can't get it right this week, it's going to be really frustrating. But again, I'm not on Stoutland at all. I love Stout. I think he's awesome. But I do think that most of that O-line's been playing hurt. I don't know if you remember, Spike, but week one, after our first conversation, I said to you, man, I just don't think Dickerson's right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And since that week, I don't think most of them are right. And Spike, you brought up a point that I didn't really believe in several weeks ago, which was kind of, can there be a Super Bowl hangover or what? And you know, they're all chipped up. They have less of an off season to recover. All those things. You could have been right. I just they're nowhere near what they were a year ago.
Nor do they have the depth. They just don't have the depth to be able to sustain any losses. And I think Cam and Landon are out there playing at about 70% at best as far as health-wise, because they just don't have the guys behind them to go in there and be able to sustain like they did last year. They just don't have it this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think Brett Tulsa's gone in and
yeah, he's been solid. Yeah, I'm with you there. Yep.
you know, he's been a serviceable backup center and part-time guard. But yeah, I mean, their backups, Matt Pryor is going to struggle, and Drew Kendall, their rookie from BC, hasn't even played really. And to be honest with you, Fred Johnson, who I think is a really versatile backup tackle, he can play either side, and I think he's a valuable guy to have, but I think he's a backup. I think he struggled again this week. He struggled with the physicality of their front. So, as you know, Ike, it trickles over big time into the pass game, too. You can't run the ball. They're getting pushed. There are people in Jalen's face almost every throw. It's a hard deal, and I have this in my notes. I'm looking at it right. You know, it's hard to play quarterback, and it's hard to call plays when your offensive line can't block the other front.
I'm glad you brought up the play calling thing, because it seems like Kevin Petullo is in the eye of the storm now of a lot of us as Eagles fans and critics or what have you. Just from your experience of being up in that front office and people wanting change, what's the likelihood of something like that being beneficial, meaning changing a play caller at this point in the season? Like, what's the likelihood of something like that being official? I mean, being beneficial, and do you think that's something that would help the Eagles out, or do you sort of stay status quo and try to work your way through this thing?
Well, I think that's where the head coach and the GM are behind doors. And, you know, Nick got the job coming from Indy as the OC. Mm-hmm. You know, and before that, it was the Chargers. You know, he was the quarterback coach with Phillip Rivers. I mean, so you would think if he wants to make a change, he's the logical guy to say, I'm calling plays. Dan Campbell just did it a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I think that's 100% on him. And that's his – when I say on him, I mean that's his decision to make.
Right.
And I don't. He's not like he's going to take it and just hand it over to somebody else.
Right,
I mean,
right.
To Scott Leffler or anything. That's not happening.
Right, right.
You know, it's either going to be Nick or nobody else. And to this point, he doesn't think it makes any sense. So in all honesty, what I said a minute ago, I believe in, and that is it really is hard to call plays if you can't block the other front.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to just figure out if he's good at it. You know, it just feels like their hands are tied given the way that they've been able to have success in the past. And nobody, you know, and the debate about Petullo, it's very hard as a fan, I think, to just face the reality sometimes. The players just aren't that good this year.
Yeah, performance, they're not playing to the level they should be.
Not all of them, and there's reasons for all of it, and there's the beating of last year and the injuries and all those things, but it all comes back to the same thing, in that if you can't block the guys in front of you, that's how we won, by blocking the guys in front of us. So if you can't do it, that's how you're going to lose, you know? Well, thank you as always, Mike. You have a great Thanksgiving weekend working the entire time. I hope you get a little bit of a breather, man.
And no, trust me, I'm gonna have a few beers Friday night.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
So have a great weekend,
fellas. All right,
happy
Mike.
Thanksgiving, brother.
We will talk to you next week. 215-592-9494. Ike, why don't you tell them about Mark's Jewelers?
Hey, let's talk about my friends over at Mark's Jewelers. Now, we know the holidays, they're just about here, and that means engagement season is right here around the corner. At Mark's Jewelers, they've seen it all. Nervous proposals, happy tears, and lifelong memories. And that's why the team at Mark's Jewelers, they love what they do. At Mark's, every piece of jewelry they sell becomes part of someone's story. Celebrating real people and real love is what Mark's is all about. Visit Mark's Jewelers today at their Mount Laurel, New Jersey, or Montgomeryville, PA locations, or you can check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
So, it's not like it sounded like some big, huge take from Mayock there, mm-hmm. but I thought something he was saying was interesting, especially in comparison to what we're talking about today, about them sort of, you know, crumbling or not crumbling. Mm-hmm. When he said, this is just, and it's hard for everyone to accept, this is who they are this year.
Yeah, I mean, you get to this point, this is what it is. Yeah.
He said, they're not able to block, you know, they're not able to run block, they're not able to pass block. He said, every game is probably going to end up being a close game. And that's when the other stuff becomes even more important. Because we were saying as they were winning games and the offense wasn't playing well, what's going to happen if they lose? Because they were winning and there was chaos.
Right.
So now that they lost, right? And chances are they're not winning the rest of the games, right? They're gonna at least lose
sure,
a few games.
Sure, at least one or two more. Yeah.
And this team is gonna be a grind. Every week there are going to be questions about the offense not performing. Every week it's going to happen because the offense isn't going to just wake up one day and be awesome. And do they have it in them from a culture standpoint, from a togetherness standpoint, to not allow this to eat away and get ugly, you know, to turn around that part. You're not going to be, the offensive line's not going to be able to block in a different way. Quarterback's not going to become Peyton Manning. Kevin Petullo's not going to become Sean McVay. None of these things that we want to wake up one day and hope it happens, none of those things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. So with all that said, do they have the wherewithal? Do they have the togetherness? Do they have the culture, the leadership, the structure to not allow it to rip it apart and make it ugly? And that's to me, that is the biggest question of the season. The question is no longer are they going to be able to run the ball. It just isn't, you know? There's the little stuff. Could you run tank a little more? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But like, the big picture is this is going to look this way the rest of the year, mm-hmm. I think. You know?
Yeah, and like I said, I think one side of the football, I feel like they are a band of brothers. They play for one another.
Yep.
That's in that DNA on the defensive side of the football, but it's on the other side of the football where I have the questions as to, is everyone on the same page? Is everyone believing and supporting each other, right? And it's not just about getting somebody the ball and all that type of stuff. It's more or less, hey, man, when somebody does something well, you're genuinely happy for that person. When a pass is dropped or a throw is missed or a block is missed, are we genuinely encouraging one another early in the game? Hey, man, we got your back. We still believe in you. Let's go get this done. Those type of things. That's how you lose. I don't want to sound corny, but the 2017 team, when you lose Carson Wentz and you lose Jason Peters and you lose, who else was it? Jordan Hicks and you lose.
Chris Maragos.
Chris Maragos. I mean, yes, Chris Maragos. You lose the caliber of players they lost.
Sproulsy.
Sproles. Like, they pull together. They pull together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what this team has to. The talent is there. And the crazy thing with this team is that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They don't necessarily need to be at A-plus level every week to win. That's how much talent they have on the team. Their B-plus, A-minus performances are usually good enough for them to win. We've seen it. That's why they're 8-3.
As long as they're all pulling together.
Yes.
And the last thing is the Jalen leaks have got to stop.
Yeah, you got to end with that stuff.
It is I personally do not care if he is not the most popular person in the NovaCare facility. I don't care if he's a weirdo and they're not friends with him. I don't care I don't care if he walks around with his Jordan brand thing thinking
he's Michael Jordan.
Thinking he's Michael Jordan. I don't care. I don't care if he doesn't throw the ball across the middle quickly enough. I don't care about any of those things. What the truth is that burying him is only makes you look foolish. It just makes you look foolish and cruel and unfair. It's forget about the reality of what you think if you're inside, what you think about Jalen. The reality is that publicly, he has had every opportunity to blame the offensive line, to blame the wide receivers, to blame the coaches, and has not done it one time ever. And if you think as an organization, if you think as a teammate you don't want to play with him, then after this year, you should go to Howie Roseman and find a way to get off the team. If you think as a coach you don't want to coach him anymore, you should talk to Howie Roseman and find a way to get off the team. If you think as Howie Roseman or leadership that he's not the right quarterback for you, then this offseason, you should figure something out. But during the season, the constant complaining and putting it on one guy when it is quite obvious to everyone that it is not all his
fault.
Not
just one guy, yeah.
It sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
It just sounds ridiculous. It makes me friggin' sympathetic to Jalen.
Look at this. Now, you know how bad it's got to be. Spice here. I wanted to make sure I didn't interrupt you while you were going, because you were on the roll there. We love it. That sounded good there, brother.
Well, right is right.
Yeah.
Right is right. Like, there's just no way it helps anything.
We don't need you. No.
I was going to agree with Spike. I was going to agree with Spike. Look at this beautiful moment.
Yeah.
Hashtag Team Jalen.
Yeah.
That's why I said we don't need you.
Yeah. Yep. It's just like, it's such poor form. I think I said it a couple of weeks. It's embarrassing. It is poor form. It looks terrible. Stop. Right. Stop whispering. I want D-Gun to be able to do his job. Diana Rossini to be able to do his job. Hugh to be Eagles Insider of the Year. Stop texting them. Stop it. Stop it. Text them something else. Holy cow. All right. Tornado Shapiro joins us next. I know it's Wednesday, but it's a holiday weekend.
Oh, we need this.
We need the Tornado Shapiro holiday weekend forecast. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And this one's a little sexy. I like this one.
Okay. Come on, man.
Yeah, now who's this?
It's Chris Stapleton.
Okay.
But put him on the map.
Tennessee Whiskey?
Yeah. Crazy voice.
Yeah.
That's a good voice. That is a good voice.
Yeah, the C330 country, as long as you play the good stuff, I'm good with it.
Stay out of the 90s.
Yes.
Stay out of the 90s.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's 3:30 now. It's not Friday, but it is a long weekend for some of us. So we are joined now by the world's most accurate forecaster.
You know he's going to come out.
Tornado Shapiro. There he is.
Hey. Fella, happy Thanksgiving. Stick that bird in. Now pull it out and shake it all about. Music, please!
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Tonight, it's always been kind of like old home week for us. You know, all the weather gals and guys meet up for a drink the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving over at the DuPont Inn. Big travel day for our crew. You get a lot of catching. You got to catch that jet stream and coming into town from all over the country. Usually, of course, myself, Tornado Shapiro. We got Hurricane Schwantz, Titty Twister, Tom Lemaine, Typhoon Mary, Gorilla Monsoon, Dina Blizzard, Amy Freeze, and Kurt Flood. Ike's usually back in Cincinnati with his high school buddies.
I don't think they're all alive, and I don't think Kurt Flood was a weather person.
Yeah, well, when do you get some water in your basement?
Okay.
But it's always a lot of fun, Spike. We share old weather war stories and powder up the shuffleboard, and the drinks are flying. Last year, Teddy Twister tried to show Amy Freeze his Doppler. We had to put him in a cold plunge until his thermometer went down. But I'm looking forward to Barometric Bonnie coming in from Baltimore, no pressure, and Windy Wendy from WGN-TV Chicago. I'll tell you, last year she looked so good, I wanted to drive her to Chicago. Come on. She brings her own pie and three more from the store. Hello?
Okay.
Follow me tonight, 60 degrees with showers, cooler tomorrow for your neighborhood turkey bowl. It's always great. I look forward to coming home for Thanksgiving. You know, one year we got invited out to Wee Willie Weber's house. His wife puts out a nice spread. Wee Willie decided to recreate the original Thanksgiving dinner at his place in Plymouth, White Marsh. So it's me, Ike, Chief Halftown, Kid Chris, Captain Noah, Sarge Matthews, Cousin Ed. Chief Halftown he already had reservations, but he came anyway.
Oh,
remember,
God.
The original Thanksgiving feast went on for more than 3 days, but Wee Willie kicked us out after 2 days. Yeah, Sarge woke up on day two with a turkey baster in his hand and gravy all over the bed. Friday, mostly sunny with wind southerly but fragrant, low down to 30 degrees. It's getting chilly. You know, most of my family is scattered all over the country, so I usually have an old radio TV personality take me in every Thanksgiving. The Greaseman's wife she's always up for throwing me some legs. But
all right, that's enough. Too much information.
Turkey legs.
Oh, okay, legs. Right.
We give out turkeys every year on the holiday. I remember one year it was me and Mike Jerick from Fox 29 and Stan Hockman. We were giving out free turkeys up in Croydon with a gal from Shadow Traffic named Jerris Genie. She had a gaper delay. Let's just say that turkeys weren't the only thing she was given. Come on! A lot of fellas got in line twice.
All yeah. Right, okay.
Nothing like a turkey dinner among friends. Spike, you're with me, right? Don't you agree that it's pretty much acceptable to unbuckle your pants after Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, sure, you're full.
Well, try telling that to the waiter over at Applebee's. What a buzzkill he was. Cooler overall most of the weekend. By the way, Friday we've got the Eagles at 3 p.m., the Flyers, Islanders, 4 p.m., Sixers in Milwaukee at 8 p.m. That's a triple header. Do you ever have three in one night, Spike?
Finish the forecast. No.
Friday, mostly sunny and chilly, 45 degrees at kickoff. Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, all in action. Hey, fellas, take it from a guy who's hit a few trifectas. Pace yourself on Friday. Don't forget to grab that wishbone on Thursday. Squeeze it hard. 50-50 chance of two of those three teams can win. Put a dime on it. You heard it here first. Box it if you want. Happy Thanksgiving from Tornado Shapiro. Now you can hit that outro music, please.
No, yeah. Now he's giving betting advice.
Betting advice,
yeah. Put a dime on it.
Is he getting sponsored?
Yeah, well, you never know.
But
yeah.
That was, it sounded like horse racing, though. He did trifectas and boxes.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
I don't know if Tornado's really a betting guy.
No, I don't think so. I think some of his stories might be lies, too. I don't know.
I believe.
I think some of them might be lies.
That sound believable to me.
Yeah.
Except for the ones I'm a part of.
Yes, right. Well, you're a part of a lot of them.
Every single one.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of your dreams and on budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. What's your faith level that the Eagles are not going to collapse in 20 like they did in 23 this year? Your faith level that they won't collapse. Very high at 20%, relatively high at 36%, and not high at all at 44%. Why don't you talk about our friends at Stateside?
Hey, football season is in full swing, and we're bringing you the tailgate must-have. There's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside to enjoy while you cheer on your home team. Made with real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
The Sarge and the turkey baster and the gravy was a little
much.
Yeah,
that was a little much.
Much. Well, when you think of Thanksgiving, you must hear a message from one of the guys that spreads holiday cheer everywhere. Yeah. Mad Mike, you're on WIP. What's up, Mad Mike?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Spike, if you stopped sobbing gently about the Sixers 40-point thrashing last night, Embiid, are you going to come back and save me? Loser.
Are you Cowboy Jim now? Is that what the bit is?
You guys stay on your side, 9-8, bro, stay on your side, and then they get thrashed by
40. What are you
40.
Talking you about?
You deserved it for that tweet last night.
Man, you just lost all your juice, man. I didn't say they were going to win.
No, you said, guys, they're only 9-8. You can't abandon them yet.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said, though.
You definitely said that.
That's exactly what you said.
No, it's not what I said. I said, watch.
Exactly
no,
what you said.
Shut up. You has been caller. You haven't been good in 3 years. All I said was,
gloves are off.
Yeah, all I said, well, I know you don't have a bit anymore. It all said, you're ripping off Cowboy Jim's bit. All I said was, watch the team for the young guys instead of worrying about whether George and Embiid are out. That's what I said.
Okay, sure. But anyway, I'm just happy that the Eagles.
Yeah, nobody cares. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. He sucks now. Mad Mike sucks.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the hell? Like, where did he come from? So no Super Bowl. We don't hear from this dude like forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's all of a sudden. Crazy. Well, see, this is it's sort of like CJ. When Jalen became Super Bowl MVP, OG Wade didn't have anything to fight about anymore. And then when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, all of Mad Mike's criticism sounded ridiculous, and he never found a new bit. Like, this year has actually been good for OG Wade because people have started to doubt Jalen, and it gave him a purpose in life again. I don't know what Mad Mike's purpose is. Reading my Twitter from last night? Like, who cares, you know?
Man, that dude sucks.
He sucks. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you can have takes, you can have your opinions about whatever player, even if they won. There's just information abundance for us to pull from and have conversations. But for him to come out of nowhere, that was like, I hadn't heard that name in forever.
Yeah.
But forget that dude. Hope he has a great Thanksgiving living in his mom's basement. Man, he threw me off. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. I hope y'all have a great time.
Happy Thanksgiving, CJ.
Brother. Yes, sir.
I do have a question for how I'm going to present this. So I know, Spike, you feel like the coaches are handcuffed because of what the QB can't do or doesn't like to do.
Well,
right?
Yes. And I want to add in, I also think they're handcuffed because he can't run the ball. Like, I think right, that cool. is the biggest issue is they can't run the ball. It's sort of like this. I would put it to you just to make it not all about Jalen, is that if the Rams issue was the offensive line and they needed Matt Stafford to be able to run the read option, they wouldn't be able to do it because he doesn't have the ability to do it. So I do think if the Eagles' option at this point, if the best thing they could do would be to throw the ball all over the field, I think they're handcuffed because they don't have a quarterback who can do it. So that, yes, that is the longer version of what you said.
Okay. And Ike, your thing is we shouldn't expect anything more out of Jalen than who he is. He just wins, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
All right. So here's the problem that we have now for the other people, not the Mad Mics of the world. For the people who are like, hey, I just want to be realistic when people just kill me, yeah. Well, he just wins.
Yep.
So people were saying Jalen got carried and Nick, both of them are in the same basket. They got carried by all the talent on the team.
Sure.
When we turn around and we look at it now, we're like, okay, the offensive line isn't the best in the world. The run game isn't the best in the world. My quarterback has been told to me be top seven, I'll be fair, top seven, top 10-ish, paid in the top 10-ish. I got two great receivers and a pretty good tight end. Why can't, and I got a coach that was hired on the merit of being an offensive mind. Why the hell can't we pass the ball? Now, I know you're going to say the line. Mm-hmm. Look at Cincinnati. Even though they don't win, they can move the ball to help the defense to where we're not just third down, three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. We're saying we don't care about quote-unquote stats. Now, Jack does because he's anal. But we're looking and saying, okay, why can't he carry us some? Mm-hmm. Because this is where you're supposed to pick them up and put them on your back some and say, hey, well, I can move the ball. We don't still got to score 30 points a game, but you should be able to get more than just three and outs.
I agree with that.
That's the question now.
Yeah, I agree with that. I actually agree with that. I think there are areas where you certainly want to see the passing game do more. Here's my pushback comes – CJ, from when it's sometimes unrealistic. Like, if I were to look at Jalen's numbers, and obviously you just can't look at numbers. We watch the games, and you can't lead the league in three and outs and talk about how great the passing game is. I totally understand that. I'm saying, coming off a game like Sunday, he completes almost 70% of his passes. He accounts for three touchdowns, no turnovers, and 290 yards and could have very easily been over 300 yards if not for penalties calling back plays that he actually completed passes, and they were penalties that had nothing to do with him. Procedure, face mask, stuff like that, right? So when I see that, I say, well, Jalen has done sort of what I expected him to do. If I told you before the game he was going to go 27 for 39 and throw for 300 yards and account for three touchdowns and no turnovers – you'd be like, okay, that should be enough to win. What is everybody else doing?
That's fair. And that's where it comes in, the other person in his basket with him that everybody keeps saying get carried. Nick, this has been his offense. And you can't scheme people open. Now, Spike, I heard you get on the guy earlier about the defense can scheme up pressure.
Wow.
Yeah, you can snap, but I'm going to say this.
Yeah, yeah.
There is something to getting some receivers open. When you have all the receivers that we have, you should be able to get somebody open.
Well,
I'm just saying, there's too much tape, there's too much film on our receivers running either the same route. This last game, they put AJ in the middle. They put him in the slot. It was something different. It kind of moved. The problem is not so much the first 15 plays that are scripted. It's the once the defense adjusts to us, what are we doing?
Yeah,
we've always,
regardless of the offensive coordinator, had a simple offense. And I would contend the biggest difference, which is why we said last year, or why I said yesterday, is he has run the ball less this year, especially in designed runs, than he ever has. His best year in 2022, he threw what, 24 touchdown passes?
22.
22 touchdown passes, but he ran the ball 165 times in 15 games. 165 times. We've played 11 games and he's ran the ball 80. And I don't know how many of those were designed runs, but that is a significant, you go from running 165 to probably, looking at the numbers, probably running 120. That's
probably going to finish up around.
Yeah, that's a significant difference. And it's a significant, it is a change. It's not just a change in the yardage, right? It's a change in what the defense has to worry about. And it is, I take you back to Chip Kelly. And one thing that Chip Kelly had right. His offense was incredibly simple, Chips. Chips was about pace and was about numbers. And his whole thing was, if the quarterback can run, that gives me one more person than you do to account for. And there's always going to be somebody open. If the quarterback can run, then and they have everybody covered, then he can run, and he's cool. If they have somebody watching him, then one of the receivers is going to be open. I do think one of the issues with Jalen is that they have, and I understand why they have, because they don't want him to get hurt. I get it. But they've pulled so far back on the quarterback running stuff that we have taken away something that made him good in the first place. And I think it has really hurt that, along with not being able to block anybody. I just think, CJ, real quick, give us your hottest food take for next question today.
My hottest food take, Jack, you said something just from the delegation. You said, what's the difference between dressing and stuffing? Dressing is made with true cornbread. I'm just come out of the box.
The
real thing I want to say.
Now, I'm a cornbread head.
Now, the biggest thing I will say is this. The doggone pumpkin. Pumpkin is trash. Pumpkin pies, pumpkin lattes.
Yeah.
It's that only one sweet potato.
Yep. Totally agree.
Spoken. We give you sweet potato pies.
Nah, we're on sweet potato pies, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't do no pumpkin. You can keep that. You can go look at it and take a picture with it.
So the biggest difference, because let me dig into this a little bit, CJ.
Yeah.
Because I do enjoy a pumpkin pie. I do enjoy a sweet potato pie. They taste similarly. I would say the difference is probably more consistency, because you season them the same. It's cinnamon, sugar, all that kind of stuff. Would you say a sweet potato pie is just a firmer than a pumpkin pie? Is that the biggest difference, would you say?
It's firmer, and I mean, that is a good analogy as far as what we need. We like things that are firm. They have good shape to them.
Okay.
Robust thick, as you would say. But when you got Starbucks talking about, hey, come get pumpkin and pumpkin lattes, and that ain't what the season is we looking for. We want something that got some flavor to it, some thickness to it.
Nice.
And something that's going to put me to sleep in front of these bad football games with the Cowboys playing.
Talk to me. I love y'all. Hope
y'all have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, CJ. Pumpkin is trash is a good hot take. So
I'm not a big pumpkin fan.
Our next question today is, what is your hottest food take with Thanksgiving tomorrow? And the winner will get either a black Philadelphia Eagles crew neck, a black Philadelphia Eagles skull cap for the winner, because it is a blackout on Friday. Mm-hmm. If you're going to the game, they want you to wear black. If you need black Eagles gear, you can go to any of the Eagles pro shops. Just to clarify, because the Mad Mike thing pissed me off.
Okay. Nice.
This is specifically what my tweet said that he was crying about.
Hmm.
Now, this was in relation to...
By the way, Jack agreed with Mad Mike.
I was just trolling Spike.
Yes. Okay. I just want to be clear. This was in relation specifically to Joel Embiid and Paul George being ruled out yesterday, and everybody was having a meltdown about it. I said, for everyone melting down over this, I propose to you, for your sanity, the open your heart plan for the 25-26 Sixers. Do not care or expect these guys to play. Watch the young guys and be invested in their development. There was nothing about that they're going to be good or win. Watch,
or nine and eight,
watch for Jared McCain. You know, we saw better Jared McCain. Now, look, that game last night was terrible.
It was terrible.
But they're missing. They're missing Embiid, George. Okay, we'll put that to the side. Missing Oubre. Watford got hurt. They're missing their backup center in Bona. Edgecombe. So they're missing four of their starters. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
With last night.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, it was bad enough we had to watch that on that court.
Oh, those courts, the NBA Cup courts.
I'm tired of it.
Oh, they're just absolutely
terrible.
It was
great to see. Listen, our boy Drummond, man.
Oh, hitting the corner threes?
Now, not only that, you see him square up?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, he looked like the Fighting Irish guy. He was like, hey, you want to throw a fist, see? And he got Suggs thrown out of the game. And then they kicked our ass the whole rest of the game.
And, it still didn't help.
And, well, you know, one thing, I have caved on this. Paul George is back for two games, and now he has a sprained ankle. Like, it's not even the knee thing again.
Yeah.
Dude, you either want to... I'm done.
I'm telling you, he doesn't want to play because Embiid's not playing.
Send him home.
Yep.
Enough. I don't want to see his... and I have nothing against him personally.
No, we don't need him in the way.
Yeah, I don't want to see his name on the injury report anymore. Yep. I don't want to see him on the bench. Like, the guy obviously does, and I am very conscious of and empathetic to players with injuries, but he doesn't want to play.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to play.
He's not wearing that 8 for Kobe. That's completely out.
No. You don't practice fully for 4 weeks. to play.
Yeah, and then play a game or two, and then you're out again.
20 minutes each game.
Yeah.
You don't have to play back-to-backs. Yeah. You only have to play 20 minutes. All we really want you to do is play defense, stand in the corner, and shoot.
Shoot a jumper, yeah.
It's like, I am enough. It was a screw-up. It was a bad signing. He's not interested in playing. He is fine. No more. Uncle. Joel Embiid, I still care about as a person, as a player. Paul George is not a Sixer.
Nope.
Was never a Sixer.
Nope.
Has not played enough.
Nope.
Get out of here.
Nope. Man, it's just like Horford. Except Horford actually
even
played.
Horford
played.
Was better. Yeah, at least Horford actually did something while he was here.
Sure, he also sabotaged the season.
He did.
He got Embiid to tell the crowd to shut the bleep up.
He did.
I mean, he was talking about a rat. Yeah, what are you talking about, Scandrick, coming here from the Cowboys? This guy came from the Celtics and tried to destroy the team.
And then basically took the next season off in OKC and then went back to the Celtics and won a championship.
And he was great.
Yes.
Yep.
Get him out. Horford's not even here. Get him out of here. All right. 215-592-9494. Jaws joins us next for a special Wednesday appearance. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real quick, where you can catch Tornado Shapiro and his buddy, Joe Conklin. You can get a Joe Conklin's comedy show at the Uptown Theater in Westchester with Norm Klar and Brandon Donegan on Thursday, January 15th. You know where to get your tickets at. JoeConklin.com.
You know, one day he's going to work Tornado into his
bits. One day he will, yeah.
How would you do that? Tornado's a completely separate guy.
That's exactly
true.
Right.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.